Shane Ireland's 50th game at the stadium ends in a 1-0 defeat. Yeah. Wee bit hard to take, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think the way the game planned out, I thought we were probably the better team, but obviously you've got to knock your super free kicks away, and they've got quality, they put it in the net, and that's what happened.
It was an easy, a very soft kind of free kick for Harry to give away, maybe a soft decision as well.
I don't know, the referee's got a tough job out there, and I just think, listen, everyone gives free kicks away, and it's about hopefully you get away with it, and we obviously got punished tonight, so that was, that's football I'd say, but you've got to put it behind us, and the only positive I could probably say is that we kept going to the last second and we never give up, and that's the spirit we've sort of got in the group.
That goal aside, they never really challenged your keeper.
That's probably the hard thing to take. I thought we played some good football at times, pressed well, made them into a few mistakes early on in the first half, and if we take one of them chances, it's a different game, and that's what happens in football. You don't take the chances and they go up the other end and punish you.
Club-wise, you've signed a 5-year deal. That's a huge investment in you by the club. Best club period of your career, easily?
Yeah, of course. I always say that I'm lucky I found a club that supports me and provides me with an opportunity to play at the top level, and I'm always thankful for the club, and hopefully I can sort of repay them by them looking after me, and that's what I'm going to try and do over the next 5 years, and hopefully we can have some successful times.
You've a good man at club level in Chris Hughton, an old Spurs hero. Yeah. He must be on the radar of other clubs, and it must be a concern for you as players.
I don't know. I think he's quite happy where he is. He's turned that club around, and obviously we would hate to lose someone like that, and so hopefully no one wants him.
Martin gets a bit of stick. Martin and Roy always get a bit of stick. You defend him to the end, of course.
Of course, I said before, I think, they're not out in the pitch, it's us, it's players. I've got to look at the shelf sometimes and can't hide behind a manager all the time, and I'm coming out and saying, look, listen, you've got it. I'm sure everyone would wish Roy Keane was out there, but he's not, and listen, it's us out there, and he's given us his back, and to go out and play for him, and it's down to us as players, they support it, and we've obviously let him down on a couple of occasions recently, so we've got to stick together, obviously, from the top to the bottom, but I'm sure that's what we'll do.